Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Clifton back on the show. Jim has been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 5 years. For many years now, he's been the CEO of Gallup. Yes, that Gallup, that organization. He's a leader in that global research organization. He's the creator of the Gallup Path. He's the author of a number of books, including The Coming Jobs War, and Born to Build, which we have helped launch on this show, and now his new book, which is another extension of their work on the global study of the future of work, which Gallup has been doing now for quite some time. It's The Manager. We're glad to have Jim Clifton back on the show. Jim, welcome back.
Well, as always, I would be on your show just to have a chance to talk to you. Sometimes we should just call each other rather than have to be on the show together.
I know.
Be on the show together, but it's great to hear from you.
It's Jim. Great to hear from you too, Jim. Thank you for being here with us. This is a topic that we talked about it in the previous segment with another one of my Brain Trust members. One of the things that we're learning. That you guys are teaching us through your research and that we're increasingly learning is that it's not enough just to teach your managers how to run the business, how to buy and sell and deal with customers and all that. That the key to success these days is being able to find your get your number of employees that you need in a very limited marketplace of employees, of qualified employees. And the way to do that, you guys are pointing out in your book, is it's about the manager. It's not just about the company, and that means that the managers also have to be good at the soft skills too, right?
Well, there's just a whole bunch of low hanging fruit there. One thing about Americans, small, medium, and large businesses, you know, we've been really good at running businesses. We've been really good at directing teams, and I'm just going to crudely say getting the work done on mm-hmm. time and getting it done with few defects and all that. What we've not been, and I want to be real clear, we have led the world. There's only 330 million of us, and we're still almost a quarter of the total, all the goods manufactured, mm-hmm. all the stuff we make, buy and sell each other, which is kind of the short answer to what is GDP, but you know, just 330 million of us out of 7 billion are, I would say, 23% of the global GDP. Mm-hmm. We punch so far above our weight class. So I want to start out by saying what we've done really worked, but the practice of developing people, we're not good at. The whole world's terrible at it. Americans are better than the rest of the world, but there's a ton of low-hanging fruit where we could just explode into economic leadership of the world, I think, as much or more than we ever have.
Well, and that's what you're learning. And as you know, Jim, when you and I were coming up, nobody cared about our feelings. I don't remember. I mean, even the good managers, even the nice ones, didn't really care about whether they hurt my feelings or not, right? And we just sucked it up and took what they gave us. But in the 21st century, drivers are no longer productive. They're no longer successful. You got to be a leader as a manager, not just as the CEO or from the C-suite. No matter what size team you're leading. You're managing. You have to be a leader, don't you?
Yeah, I think, Jim, we found something in this data that the breakthrough. So my co-author is Gallup's chief scientist. He's actually the real smart one that did the thing.
I'm Jim Harder. He's been on the show before. Yep.
I'm chief cheerleader, and he's actually chief scientist. But I asked him one day, I said, "What's the biggest discovery we've made?" So Dr. Gallup passed away in 84. I became CEO, chairman, in 88. But saying during our leadership time, his name, everybody's named Jim this morning, your guest, you, me, Jim. But anyway, I said, what's the biggest discovery you've had? And he did a meta-analysis with 150,000 teams around the world, millions of employee surveys and customer surveys, all kinds of stuff. But he put it into one great big vat, shook it up. If you take the super team of the 150,000, the ones clear at the top, they're almost like Navy SEAL teams. They go out and do impossible assignments. They want the impossible. And you go, well, nobody can. Mm-hmm. That assignment you guys are taking on cannot be done. And then they do it. But then clear down at the other end, you got people you give a – I mean, they're really horrible, lousy teams. Mm-hmm. You give them the easiest assignment you can imagine, hell, they screw it up. But if you said, well, what's the variance all the way up from the 150,000 team down –
quickly, 10 seconds. Go ahead.
What's that?
Quickly.
But he said that the variance, he said 70% of it's just the manager.
The manager. It's the manager. That's the title of the book, folks. It's the manager. We're going to talk about more about this with our good friend Jim Clifton. He and Jim Harder wrote the book, It's the Manager, from the Gallup Organization. Tweet Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.